Would you like recordings of your labour pains shown to Xenox simply because they were morbidly curious? It asked sternly. She had acquiesced with bad grace. The baby Kyant was about 2 meters long, its body more rounded than the adult's, and slightly whiter. The legs were a meter high, which brought the top of the head level with Ione's. It was clearly having a rare old time in the water. The tractomorphic arms were form-shifting at a frantic rate, first scoops, then paddles, slapped about to raise sheets of spray, now bubble-like pods which squirted out of jets of water. Its beak was flapping open and shut. The parents were patting and stroking it with their arms as it charged about in circles. Then it caught sight of Ione. Panic, alarm, incredulity. Thing has not enough legs. Topple, walk, fall over, not. Why? What is it? Ione blinked against the sudden wash of jumbled emotions and frantic questions that seemed to be shouted into her mind. "That'll teach you to creep up on entities," Tranquility said dryly. The baby Kyant butted up against Lyria's flank, hiding itself from Ione. "What is it? What is it? Fear, strangeness." Ione caught the briefest exchange of mental images that the adult Kyants directed at the baby, an information stream more complex than anything she'd known before. The speed was bewildering, almost over as it began. She stopped with her feet in the warm, clear water and gave the adults a small bow. "Nang, Lyria, I come to offer my congratulations on the birth and to see if your child has any special requirements. My apologies if I intrude." "Thank you, Ione Saldana," Lyria said. There was a suggestion of lofty amusement behind the mental voice. "Your interest and concern is gratifying. No apologies required. This is Hailey, our daughter." "Welcome to Tranquility, Hailey," Ione told the baby, projecting as much warmth and delight as she could muster. It came easily. The little Kyant was so cute, very different from the solemn adults. Hailey pushed her head comically around Lyria's neck. Huge violet-tinged eyes looked steadily at Ione. "It communicates. Alive, think." There was another fast mental communique from one of the adults. The baby turned to look at Nang, then back at Ione. The tumult of emotions leaking into the affinity band began to slow. "Formal address, wrongness, much sorriness, greetings, ritual observance." The thoughts stopped abruptly, almost like a mental gathering of breath. "Hello, Ione Saldana. Rightness?"
"Very much."
"Human, are you?"
"I am."
"I highly am."
"Hello, Hailey. I'm pleased to meet you."
Hailey squirmed round excitedly, water frothed around her 8 feet. "It likes me. Happiness feel much."
"I'm glad."
"Human identity query. Part of the all-around?"
"She means me," Tranquility said.
"No, I'm not part of the all-round. We're just good friends." Hailey surged forward, ploughing the water aside. She still hadn't quite got the hang of walking, and her rear pair of legs almost tripped her up. This time Ione could understand the adult's warning perfectly. "Careful." Hailey stopped a meter short of her. Warm breath, exhaled from facial vents, smelt slightly spicy, and the tractomorphic arms waved about. She held her hand out, palm facing the baby, fingers spread. Hailey tried to imitate the hand. Her attempts looked like a melted wax model. "Fail. Sorrowness. Show me how, Ione Saldana."
"I can't. Mine's always like this."
Hailey emitted a burst of shock. Ione giggled. "It's all right. I'm very happy the way I am." "Is it rightness?"
"It is rightness."
"It is so much strangeness to life," Hailey said wistfully.
"You're right there."
Hailey bent her neck almost double to look round. The fast affinity exchange which followed made Ione feel woefully inadequate. "Are you my friend, Ione Saldana?" Hailey asked tentatively.
"I think I could be, yes."
"Will you show me the all-around? It has a vastness. I don't want to go alone. Loneliness, fear."
"It would be a pleasure," she said, surprised.
Hailey's arms hit the water, sending up a giant plume of spray. Ione was instantly drenched.
She pulled the wet hair from her eyes, sighing ruefully.